Ecclesiastes chapter 4. So I returned, and I considered all of the oppressions that are done under the sun. And I saw the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. And so I praise the dead that are already dead more than the living which are still alive. Yes, better is he than both of them, which has not yet been, and who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail, and every right work, that for this a man is envied by his neighbor. This is also vanity, and vexation of spirit. The fool folds his hands together and eats his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness, then both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one who is alone, and there is not a second. Yes, he has neither child nor brother, and yet there is no end of all of his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither does he say, "For whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good?" This is also vanity. Yes, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to he who is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no longer be admonished. For out of prison he comes to reign, whereas also he who is born in his kingdom becomes poor. I considered all the living that walk under the sun, with the second child that will stand up in his place. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this is also vanity and vexation of spirit. End of chapter.